on the hillside.
Thank you. Busty Brown met King of the Trombone, een ode aan Don Drummond, nu ook bekend als Tribute to a King. Maar goed, Don Drummond had zijn vriendin vermoord, de zangeres Margarita. Of dat wordt gedacht, hij was in geestelijke nood en insane. Is opgenomen in het ziekenhuis, hospitaal, zal ik maar zeggen. En heeft daar nog tot 1969 geleefd en is waarschijnlijk toen doodgegaan door verkeerde medicatie, zegt zijn biograaf. Maar was een grote schok, grootste muzikant van Jamaica, of zoiets op dat moment. En oprichter van de Scatterlights en ook vroeger Rasta. Don Drummond werd bezongen door Busty Brown in 1969... En daarvoor is een heel mooi soort van, ja, is dat dan bedrog? Winnie Mandela Dub, of ook wel de Harambe Avenue, in 1994 voor het eerst uitgekomen. Met artiestennaam Lee Scratch Perry. En is ook inderdaad in de basis, zeg maar, die dub, de eerste van de drie, Outer Space, met een, ja, waar je kan horen hoe het dus, zeg maar, in de ruimte, hoe dat klinkt. Zoals dat werd bedacht door Lee Scratch Perry in de tijd, 1970. Staat ook op een LP deze, geloof ik. Maar die Winnie Mandela dub, dat is ja, de nieuwe drums. En een soort waterig, is dat orgel? Synthesizer? Ja, een soort nieuwe percussie zit er dan op. Maar het gekke is, het duurt dus 23 seconden langer dan die Outer Space. Want je denkt, oh, ze hebben gewoon Outer Space genomen. Een beetje weggemixt en wat er overheen. Ze hadden ook nog gewoon 23 seconden meer. Dus waar is dat? En het andere raadsel is natuurlijk dat bij King of the Trombone, dat nummer van net, hoor je dat er eigenlijk in de stilte is dat nog iemand anders aan het zingen is, heel zachtjes. Een andere, hij zingt heel hard, maar je hoort dat heel zachtjes. Dus nog een versie van dit prachtige nummer moet ergens hebben bestaan. Dus dat, en daarvoor nog trouwens voor die drie reggae tracks, Upsetters, Lee Scratch Perry, Busty Brown als artiesten, zullen we maar zeggen. Of Busty Brown, dat is zeker, maar die, nou ja, hoe dan ook. Lee Scratch Perry in actie daarvoor, dus Dead Wheel. Een band uit Amsterdam voortgekomen, uit Tox Model met het nummer Silicon Bicycle, 1982. Dan nu naar punkmuziek. Hoe klinkt dat ook alweer? Die Trottel, dat werd later Trottel. Trottel is een idioot, geloof ik, of een gek. Of Trottel, doe Trottel. In ieder geval, Oostenrijkers die noemen elkaar Trottel. Gek, oude dwaas. Dit is uit Hongarije, maar ja, je hebt natuurlijk de oude Hongaars, Oostenrijkse dubbelmonarchie, die trottelt. Dus dat cultuur loopt een beetje in elkaar over. Kivul, dit is van voor hun eerste LP. Die ging ook over psychische problemen, geloof ik. Maar goed, punkmuziek uit 1987 uit Hongarije, waar het best vrij was. Ze mochten ook, zeg, voordat de muur was gevallen, ook op tournee bijvoorbeeld in het Westen. Of was dat juist propaganda dan? Weet ik veel. Die trottel, Kivul, 1987, Patpoe Action.
From mission to mission, from tip to tail, Raytheon's air warfare solutions give pilots and platforms an unmatched advantage so they can see farther, react faster, and strike with supreme accuracy. Our technologies deliver a portfolio of performance and a proven, powerful edge. From sensor to shooter, from takeoff to victory.
We'll be right back.
Ja, dat is van de soundtrack van Barbarella. Bob Crewe en Charles Fox. The Destruction of Sogo. Barbarella soundtrack. Waar ook de begintune van Action vandaan komt. Dat dus. En daarvoor Raytheon Air Warfare uit 2025 van RTX Raytheon. Al uw raketten en dergelijke van tip to weet ik wat. Moord op afstand. Daarvoor die trottel, Kivul. Die mevrouw die is, ik weet die naam van die zangeres niet. Ik heb ze ook live gezien, later heb ik ze live gezien. En dus ook in ze hadden toen ook een plaat uit. Maar dit is nog die hiervoor. Dit is punkier dan hoe ik ze kende. En dat viel me alleszins mee. Het werd meer jazzy of zo. Of hoe zeg je dat? En hoekig natuurlijk. En tegendraads. Maar dat dus. Dat was Trottel. De eerste van de drie. Die Trottel dan. 1987 van een verzamelplaat. Cassette. Raytheon en Destruction of Sogo van Bob Crewe en Charles Fox. Nu gaan we vlug naar Peru. Elke keer vergeet ik het. Het is altijd Peru of Bolivia. En het overlapt ook in de zin van... maar ze zeggen dat ook meteen. In het begin van het nummer wordt het een land meestal genoemd. En dan ook alle andere landen en continenten. Of ze eindigen juist met hun eigen land. Nou ja, hoe dan ook. Falso Angelito uit 2024 is deze. Estrella de la Mar. Estrella de la Mar. Falso Angelito. Patapu Action.
Se hace una nueva historia. Por día a día está ella. Encantadora. Estrella de la mar. Vamos alegrando tu corazón.
Remedio llega. vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Dat de schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Omdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
De eindjes aan elkaar knopen, dat is een kunst op zich. Maar Gouda's glorie helpt een handje. Met betaalbare prijzen. En vooral met die vertrouwde, blijvende kwaliteit. Waar niet op geknibbeld wordt. Gouda's glorie bewijst het. Kwaliteit en een betaalbare prijs kunnen wel degelijk samengaan.
Kwaliteit en een betaalbare prijs kunnen wel degelijk samengaan.
Perhaps love is like the ocean, full of conflict, full of pain.
Duets voor lovers. 28 prachtige duetten, want muziek klinkt mooier als je samen bent.
Voor lovers. Mooie muziek voor mooie momenten. Een schitterend dubbel album. Duets voor lovers.
In a country of rugged beauty, where people live close to the land.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, baby.
But even in this peaceful place, there are forces which threaten life.
You know what I'm talking about, man?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the CIA.
Yes, sir.
The FBI.
Yes, sir.
Forces which have unleashed a deadly virus.
We got blood pressure is 240 over 120, respiration 30 and shallow.
Now, he has become the town's only hope.
Daddy, are those people in white?
But with the crisis spreading...
How long before the people are going to start dying?
1 or 2 days.
With the danger growing...
Do you realize what you've done? You've opened Pandora's box.
A deadly secret burns.
I got 50,000 barrels of cyanide rolling down there right now.
Protected by the silence of a town living in fear.
People down here don't take the strain. They do a hard day's work, go to church on Sunday, that's it.
An outsider has come into their world.
You really are new here.
Gotta stand out and open the door.
To reveal the danger.
What's this smoke over here in the mountain?
Oh, that's been burning that mountain for 12 and a half years.
Two men on a dream vacation.
What the hell are they doing?
I shouldn't think they killed her.
Back! Frank, they've seen us.
And get trapped in an unbelievable nightmare.
Turn off the light!
Why? What's wrong? What are you guys up to?
We saw somebody murdered.
What?
Some sort of ritual across the river. A girl got stabbed.
They're chasing us.
There was nowhere they could hide.
Alice, that's what was stuck to the back window.
It's some kind of message. Witchcraft.
There was no one they could trust.
Well, did anybody hear anything? Didn't anybody see anything?
Only a trip. Have a good time.
There was nothing they could do.
They followed us all the way from Bandera. They're here right now watching us.
But run. And fight.
Shoot it, Frank!
And race with the devil.
The Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be opened and my ears attent to the prayer that is made in this place.
Have you ever encountered someone who staunchly defends a politician, leader, or public figure, regardless of the controversial statements they make or domains? Such leaders gain followings of people who leave their own judgment aside. Cipolla's third law of stupidity is, a stupid person is a person who causes losses to another person or to a group of persons while himself deriving no gain and even possibly incurring losses. What Cipolla means here is that people or entities that behave stupidly inevitably cause harm, trouble, or negative outcomes for others around them, even when they gain nothing from their stupid actions themselves and may in fact make their own situation worse. For example, destructive authoritarian governments through history that pursued brutal, corrupt policies at the expense of their own citizens. Such regimes caused tremendous financial losses and suffering for millions of people, while the ruling class hoarded power and wealth only for themselves. Most authoritarian leaders ultimately damaged their own nations as well, once popular discontent and economic decline reached tipping points. Their unjustified cruelty brought harm all around, despite promising prosperity if people trusted them as saviors.
Judy, I thought the faucets were away.
They are, to the end of the month.
Well, they've got visitors.
Must have come back unexpected.
If something doesn't look right, tell the police. Hundreds of cars are stolen every day. If you're suspicious, note the number and tell the police. If there's something funny going on, dial 999. There are many hundreds of calls every 24 hours. Everyone is investigated. Often there's nothing to it, but sometimes you save a neighbor an awful lot of trouble. The police don't mind how many calls they get, and remember, the next call might be about your house.
Rabies strict period. Neurologic symptoms develop, including confusion and aggression, partial paralysis, involuntary muscle twitching, and rigid neck muscles, convulsions, hyperventilation, and difficulty breathing, hypersalivation, or producing a lot of saliva, and possibly frothing at the mouth, fear of water or hydrophobia due to difficulty swallowing, hallucinations, nightmares and insomnia, priapism or permanent erection in males, photophobia or a fear of light. Toward the end of this phase, breathing becomes rapid and inconsistent. Coma and death. If the person enters a coma, death will occur within a matter of hours, unless they are attached to a ventilator. Rarely a person may recover
from this stage. Ridiculous sickos like you that give this God-loving country a bad name.
We're building a new Germany, a strong Germany. There is no room for the sick and the weak and the unstable.
Booze-related deaths in the U.S., about 120,000 male deaths and 59,000 female deaths. Around the world, 3 million people a year die because of alcohol abuse, or about 5.3% of all global deaths. And people aged 20 to 39 years, close to 13.5% of total deaths in the world, are attributable to alcohol. Alcohol is deadly, but in small amounts, it gives you a nice dopamine hit, causing at work and suddenly jolting back. The high can also result in the release of histamines, which is why heroin users tend to scratch a lot. To the advanced user, it's pretty obvious who's on heroin.
Scratching is a giveaway, as are small pupils, nodding off at work, or sometimes being overly and insincerely friendly or glib. But the use of opiates at lower levels might not seem to have much of an outward effect on the user at all, which is why so many functional addicts hold down jobs and go about their lives normally and remain on the drug for many years, with hardly anyone knowing. You can look very normal on opiates, as is often the case for millions of Americans on prescription opiates.
Sir, I'm a faggot.
The price.
Yes, sir, you're a faggot.
Let's kill him first. Squeal and die. Ow! Spin me? Fuck you! Come on! Come on! You fuck! You country fuck!
I'm going to kill him, Bobby! Come on! Bond. Our Air Force, that was given Russia by the President of the United States. The most dangerous crisis had focused the entire world's attention upon our military strength. The leadership of our Army, Air Force, and Navy had been given the awesome responsibility of meeting the aggressor's bold move. That move was checked by our resolute action and by the fact that we now knew well, through past experience, that we had a certain invitation for the aggressor.
Don't let anyone con you into thinking it's wrong to turn in a heroin pusher. You're not ratting. You're doing your part to wipe out one of the most insidious epidemics racking our country today. So don't let anyone kid you. If you really care about the quality of life, if you really care about improving society, you'll do everything you can to get the heroin pusher off the street and into jail where he belongs. If you have information about a drug pusher, use the heroin hotline. The number is 800-368-5363.
Je wilde iets.
That's toll-free from anywhere in the country.
Nou, weet je wat? Ga jij hier rustig een broodje eten en let ondertussen even op de zaak. Dan ga ik met onze gekwelde kunstenaar praten, oké? Ah, wat lief.
Wat er niet allemaal kan gebeuren met zo'n kleine ukkepuk, hè? Openstaande gootsteenkastjes met allerlei giftige stoffen. Broodroosters waar ze hun vingertjes tussen kunnen komen.
Nou. Zijt gij daar, gij?
Maar nu is het dan allemaal afgelopen. Het bleek te gek om zoveel jonge Nederlanders nog een jaar voor totale onzin op te roepen.
Drugstealende omaatjes. Drugstealende omaatjes. Met de drugshandel proberen ze hun schamele pensioentje aan te vullen. En drugstealende omaatjes. En drugstealende omaatjes. En drugstealende omaatjes.
Waiting. The end is in sight. Yes.
Don't you understand that? They believe in me now.
Me?
Yes, test them. Give them tribulation. Spill out your bowls of wrath. Unleash your plagues. I challenge you.
Dit is Nederland. Het is niet veilig meer op onze straat. Bejaarden worden zelfs aangevallen. Afschuwelijk.
Pak je dood, jongen.
Hulpverleners worden aangevallen. Met de dood bedreigd. Ambulancebroeders kunnen hun werk niet meer doen. Dit is Nederland van nu.
Hé, hey, jongen. Die feiten tegenhoeren, jongen. Of donderen hier nou, hè?
Blijf voor mijn camera, man.
Dit is wat onze dochters iedere dag meemaken. Hardwerkende burgers worden te vaak overvallen. Soms wel 3 keer per maand. Het is helemaal te gek voor woorden als de eigenaar in de cel komt en de dader in de watten wordt gelegd. Tot hier en geen centimeter verder.
A serene collection of volcanic mayhem, world domination, and the art of trying new things. Because today we set our sights upon the most noble goal of all, destroying the entire planet. By causing a global pollution crisis and sinking humanity into the sea, we can once and for all solve the environment. Given our goal is complete and utter planetary destruction, we need someone capable of melting forests, fossil fuels, and the polar ice caps.
Welcome to the United States of America. You consider us friends.
Facing six other random nations, we're also on apocalypse mode, which all...
A parasite is an organism that makes its living taking resources from another. Out of the crab's exoskeleton like a horrible pimple. This blister-like part of the parasite is called the externa, and it's basically just a chamber for the ovary and developing eggs. The externa also has two little receptacles on the outside, which are for sex, kind of. While the female larvae infect a host, the male larvae seek to attach to those receptacles on an implanted female. When a male has successfully attached itself, it shrivels into a very tiny, very simple adult form. And that's where the male lives, essentially serving as just like a thing to produce sperm for the female to produce babies. But those babies need nutrients, and the nutrients come from the crab.
Hi, I'm Doug Henning, here to tell you about an amazing thing. Get High on Yourself Week. We all have dreams and goals we want to attain. Just believe, and like magic, they're yours. Take pride in yourself. Get high on yourself.
In the jungles and at the headwaters of Africa, the dark continent,
there's death a dozen times over down the river.
You promised.
Well, I'm taking my promise back.
I never dreamed that an experience would be so stimulating.
Gallantry, intrigue, and adventure. In the tumultuous days of England's crusader, the brave, dreamy Norman Knight. There he was, spurring into the lists. I haven't done anything really great in my life.
I haven't done anything really very great in my life either, you know.
Just repent.
That's going to be a little tough. You know,
you will be willing to change.
Okay. I still drink and take a few hits of a joint or something once in a while, all right? That's okay.
12 Our Fathers, 10 Hail Marys, an act of contrition.
That's it.
Come on, cocksucker, you're going to have to fucking kill me. Come on, cocksucker,
life,
you're going to have to
like his love. Had been a sin. In the white heat of Kilimanjaro with Helen. In the pleasure mad blue of the Mediterranean with Liz. In the bittersweet of Parisian nightlife with Cynthia, whose lips were warm red wine.
I'm Cynthia. I shouldn't love you too much. I'm awfully bad for you.
Bald bringt Hasser vor und Hassgewalt.
Mit dem Tag, der heute begonnen hat, wird sich mein Volk zusammenfinden und sich brüderlich vereinen und sich verschwören und Pläne machen. Pläne für den Tag, an dem der Mensch untergeht. Für den Tag, an dem er zu spät erkennen wird, dass er sich mit seinen eigenen schrecklichen Waffen zerstört hat. Dann wird am Himmel geschrieben stehen, dass eure Städte unter radioaktiven Trümmern begraben liegen. Dass euer Land verödet ist. Dann bauen wir uns neue Städte. Und die sind nur für uns. Es wird kein Platz für Menschen darin geben, außer um uns dienstbar zu sein. Dann haben wir auch unsere eigene Armee. Wir schaffen auch unsere eigene Religion. Unsere eigene Dynastie. Und dieser Tag, er kommt heute über euch.
There are a bunch of diseases that you've probably heard of that are caused by parasitic amoeba, African sleeping sickness, Giardia, malaria, toxoplasmosis. And this brings us to the second type of parasite, the worms, which are arguably the worst. These are the ones which I highly recommend you do not Google, because parasitic worms are in it to win it. And when I say win it, I mean breed so many worms that they fill your whole body up and start coming out your nose or your butt. So good news, if you live in the developed world and you have like power outlets,
then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell and say, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not gonna take this anymore. But first, you've gotta get mad. You've gotta say, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not gonna take this anymore.
Stick your head out of the window, open it, and stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell, I'm not gonna take this anymore.
Just get out. I earlier mentioned punk rock, but actually it's new wave, and that encompasses a lot more. Lonnie Lardner is here to present part one of the series. When I think of punk rock or new wave, I automatically think of orange hair, the mohawk hairdo, the weird clothes. Is that what you're... talking about?
Yes and no. There's a little of that in Nashville right now. Mostly that's in London. It's really crazy in London. They've got blue hair and orange hair and shaved hair and so forth. There's a little of that here. The women even are shaving their heads slightly here, and it's a real kind of close look. But there's a more progressive look here, as one hairdresser told me. It's not quite as severe, and it doesn't make you shocked, and it doesn't make you stare.
That's new wave instead of punk.
Yeah, punk is the wild version, the real violent, angry type version. And in the piece tonight, you'll be seeing the roots of punk and how it came across the ocean and became new wave. And in Nashville, it's very interesting. There's a little cult, it seems, a small group of people that really is attracted to the new wave sound. And then there's a new sound now called new music. Mm-hmm. And the new music is also a watered-down version of new wave. And what's interesting is this cult that was attracted to new wave music, maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago, doesn't like the fact that the masses are attracted to this new sound. So they're going to go off and probably find something else to be attracted to. It's almost an elitist thing with this small cult.
So in other words, you're going to not only talk about the music, but the people involved as well.
Yeah, the look and the sound as well. Okay. And today, we'll show you the look. Today we begin a series on a movement created by, well, the Flower Children's Children. And it is a trend that has borrowed from the 50s, 60s, and 70s for its look and its sound. It has arrived in Nashville, and as it has in another American city. It is considered cool by some, repulsive by others, and mere Saturday night dress-up for those who don't take it real seriously. Here's a...
Hello, who is it?
There's someone waiting to kill you.
What?
You can see him if you look out of your porthole.
Being a killer is easy if you're a member of... the family.
I want that film. And I want you to join our little family.
I've been a know of it all my life, Liver.
But when a private killer cuts into the family business, being a killer is suicide.
Why is it whenever I'm with you, I always end up in the middle of blood, violence?
Maar dit is, laat ik je dit zeggen. Ik vind het van zoveel lef getuigen dat je dit durft. Maar je moet vooral kiezen wat in je buik goed voelt.
Ja, ik was gewoon geraakt. Dat is waar het om gaat. Het maakt me trots. Het maakt mij trots dat ik dan hier zit.
Prachtig.
Dank je wel.
Wow, nou, ik weet niet wat jij allemaal hebt meegemaakt, maar... Ik voelde je wel. Zeker is het heftig om de diepte in te gaan. En daar liep je niet voor weg. Heel erg mooi.
Sex education for trainables.
I think the best thing we can do now is to show you how to clean it up. Okay?
Okay.
Now we come to a very important section. It's one that everyone dreads or is embarrassed by. Or tries to avoid completely the simple mechanics of reproduction, or sex, or screwing, or whatever you want to call it.
Hello. And the lady's lying down. Sandy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is the lady lying down on her back?
Yes.
Okay. And the man's lying down on top of her?
Yes.
Right? Okay. And they're having sex?
Yes.
Right? And sex is a way that a man and woman start a baby. Penis gets hard, see?
Yes.
Okay, it gets hard and it sticks out from his body.
Yes.
And that's when the man puts his penis, okay,
yes,
into the hole that the lady has between her legs.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. NASA scientists predict a giant asteroid will enter Earth's atmosphere in 2029. Could this be the Revelation 8 Wormwood prophecy? My guest has important information, natural and supernatural, to explain what might be a massive cover-up of end-time proportions. Interested?
Syphilis, gonorrhea, yes, they are a problem. Yes, venereal disease is at epidemic proportions in this country. Yes,
Syphilis and gonorrhea can be easily cured if the problem is taken to a professional in time. So, what's the problem? It always happens to someone else. And polite people don't discuss the subject, much less get it. And they die of shame when they do. And it only happens to younger people. And maybe one out of four has any real knowledge and understanding of the situation.
Do you have Muslim friends or neighbors living in America? We want to give them Bibles in their native language, and you can help. We're making a free offer to you, the viewing audience, to help give away free Bibles to Muslims. If you want us to send a copy of the New Testament for yourself or a friend in any of the following languages, we would love to send it to you free of charge. We've got an Arabic New Testament available, Farsi New Testament, Turkish New Testament, the Kurdish New Testament in Kurmanji, the Kurdish New Testament Sorani, and the Dari Gospel of John. I will then ask Congress to permanently stop federal taxpayer dollars from being used to promote or pay for these procedures and pass a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. Let me go very quickly. I will declare that any hospital or health care provider that participates in the chemical or physical mutilation.
I yell and keep yelling!
Medicare and we'll.
Don't steal! Don't deal drugs! Don't molest kids!
Are you ready for Truth About Rock?
There's a group from Minneapolis called Prince. We need to take a look at what Prince stands for. The group Prince and their album Dirty Mind was critiqued by Rolling Stone magazine a while ago on in a February issue. And Rolling Stone magazine, which is not one of your conservative evangelical magazines in America, said, at its very best, Prince's Dirty Mind album is positively filthy. Then the Rolling Stone magazine went on to critique and explain two of the lyrics, the songs. One was called Sister, where Prince sings about the virtues of incest or making love with your own sister. The other song that Rolling Stone magazine critiqued was called Head. It's a story of Prince stopping a woman in her wedding dress on her way to be married to another man, and he entices her into engaging in oral sex with him. Now, Rolling Stone magazine asked Prince, how in the world did the producers ever let you put that album together? And he said, when I brought this record to the album company, it shocked a lot of people, but they did not ask me to go back and change anything, and for that I'm very grateful. Anyway, Prince said, I wasn't being deliberately provocative, I was just being deliberately me. Well, we have a problem with that. For young people to hear all the garbage that's being pumped out by these rockers as an expression of free speech. The Bible says in Psalms 97:10, that
میلادار فقط یک قطره میلادار کافی که بوی دستشویی و حمام آشپزخانه کفش ظرف آشغال و زیر سیگاری را به طور معجزه‌آسا از بین ببرد. فقط یک قطره میلادار کافی تا هر بویی را در هر جا از بین ببرد.
At the launch control center, tight security measures prevent unauthorized access to the missile complex. No one can enter the area unless he has the proper credentials and is accompanied by at least one other authorized person. Like the other military services, the United States Air Force is continuing its all-out effort to keep our nuclear weapon system safe through design.
Have you been smoking marijuana?
Marijuana is illegal, I know that.
That's right.
For now.
You'll start looking for a bigger kick, and then a bigger one after that. And all of this is going to go down the tubes. Your job, your house, car, family, everything. We've seen it happen before, and not just to the neurotics and psychotics that wife of yours talks about, but to nice, clean-cut kids from good families with good educations. They start out just like you, and they end up mainliners, shooting it in their arms, and they end up dead. Or wishing they were.
They're not going to be fighting each other. They've had it. They've had a big fight, like two kids in a schoolyard. You know, they fight like hell. You can't stop them. Let them fight for about 2-3 minutes. Then it's easier to stop them.
And then daddy has to sometimes use strong language.
You have to use strong language. Every once in a while, you have to use a certain word.
My spirit
bears witness that this is a genuine plague that's coming upon the earth. God is about to purge a lot of sins off this planet. Plagues are one of the last steps of judgment. The very last step is war. That's the last step. But plagues and pestilence, those are one of the steps of judgment. When nations refuse, look at China. Godless state, a godless government.
Every talkback broadcast features fascinating calls. Many produce impromptu teaching from Bob. His practical first-hand knowledge comes from more than 20 years of dealing with many puzzling and perplexing issues. Whenever Bob takes time out to teach, his listeners hear tough topics taught from the heart. The best of
about 8 or 9 inches thick, and it looked a lot like alligator skin, but it was definitely a man and a woman. He doesn't get to do it as often as he would like to because he does work and he doesn't have a lot of free time to do it, and I'm grateful for that.
Ons land is de laatste weken nogal eens de mist ingegaan. Een der deelnemende fabrikanten dameskleding toonde die geheel uit synthetische vezel is vervaardigd. Een van de voordelen van deze kledingstukken is dat ze gemakkelijk thuis gewassen kunnen worden en zeer snel drogen. Veel aandacht trok ook een sportensemble van Dralon Flanel, bestaande uit een pantalon en een sportieve trui. Dat de kunstvezel vele mogelijkheden biedt, bleek onder andere uit deze handgebreide cocktailjapon, de Charleston. Voor wie 's avonds elegant tevoorschijn wil komen, is er een ruime collectie avondtoiletten. Niet alleen middag- en avondjaponnen, maar ook mantels werden in aangename verscheidenheid getoond. Opvallend was de combinatie van een witte granité mantel met een gebreide japon in dezelfde tint.
I manifest my supreme self. My best self. My highest potentiality. Everything I touch is gold. Superior successes. Exceptional excellence. I don't choose a path. I make one. I make my own way. I charge ahead. I bulldoze through. I aggress forward like a radiant champion. Born to win and literally the best at everything I do. I'm an epic champion. I'm a legendary, all-out, and absolute magnificent champion. Put me up against anyone, anytime, any place, and I will win. No matter what the circumstances, I win. In any conditions, I win. No matter what, no matter where, no matter when, I win. Any person, any comer, anyone can challenge me and I will defeat them. I will win. They're not on my level. I welcome the challenge. I welcome any comers. I will rip their whole heads off. I always win. I have a love of combat. I love putting a beating on competitors. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, I love exercising my dominance. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I love winning. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. I always win and I always will win. I declare I have a free passage. I'm a born winner and I will always win. Supernatural and will not be earthbound. That's where I belong. Winning. I am seated in heavenly places. I belong in the winner's circle. Therefore, war from this plane and realm. I belong on the victory stand. The anointing of God breaks every yoke, open every portal, and assign angels to reinforce me.
Vermetele onwetenden Weet dan dit, wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken worden.
Wie niet uw onwetende, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Most amazing man there's ever been. He the general, the president, the king of the scene. Idi Amin.
Look at the history and packed with men. What rising to the top and getting chopped again? No one fathoming the secret of the whole damn thing. You gotta give the population something to see.
Idi Amin. Most amazing man there's ever been. He the general, the president, the king of the scene. Idi Amin.
Take Hitler, Stalin, Attila the Nun. No one got a good word for a single one. Where these first class geniuses all